Ulysses then declared himself, saying, "Dogs, you thought that I should never come back. Therefore have you wasted my wealth, and made suit to my wife while I yet lived and feared not the gods. Therefore sudden destruction is come upon you. My hands shall not cease from slaying till I have taken vengeance on you all." The suitors fell, as birds are scattered and torn by eagles, and all the while Athena waved her flaming shield from above. But Ulysses spared the minstrel, for he had sung among the suitors in the hall by force, and not of his free will. He spared also the herald, who had cared for Telemachus throughout his childhood. Ulysses at Home. When all lay dead, Ulysses ordered the servants to cleanse the hall. When this was done, he bade the nurse go to Penelope and tell her that her husband had returned. The nurse went in haste, but Penelope made answer, "Dear nurse, the gods have taken away your reason." The nurse told her all that had happened, but still the queen doubted and said, "Let me go down and see with my own eyes." So she went down from her chamber and sat by the wall in the light of the fire. Ulysses sat by a pillar, with eyes cast down, waiting to see whether his wife would speak to him when she beheld him. But she was greatly perplexed, for now she seemed to know him, and now she knew him not, since he was still clad as a beggar. "Mother," said Telemachus, "why do you sit apart from my father, and why do you not speak to him? Surely your heart is harder than stone." Penelope answered, "Son, my mind is dazed. I have no strength to speak, nay, nor to look at him face to face." But Ulysses said, "Stop, Telemachus. Your mother will know that which is true in good time." When Ulysses had bathed himself and clothed himself in fair garments, he came back, and Athena shed great beauty upon him.